Hey everyone, welcome back. It's a very tenuous We Watch Stuff number 34. You're lucky to be hearing this. So, joining me as always is Shahid. What's going on, man?
Nothing much. Just counting down till Ramadan's over.
When is that, anyways?
Friday's the last day, so.
Oh, so then you can eat during the day then?
Yep.
Alright. This is a serious question. Now, okay. It may follow. Jokes may follow, but why? I mean, I understand you're not supposed to eat during sunup, sundown, but why?
Short version is it's basically more like a test of discipline and appreciation of food and drink, and kind of like, you know, more like a mental challenge more than anything. So I guess Islam, like I said, I guess they had some ninja techniques in the Quran or something. I don't know.
No, it was. The last line when you said it was a mental challenge, and I'm like, did he say that on purpose? Because that was going to be a real easy segue to basically offending people. So anyways, speaking of food, we'll see what I get for dinner today. This should be fun.
I've been thinking about food. Like, it's the first few days and the last week's always the hardest. Like, today I've just been thinking about, I just want to go order a pizza, two strombolis, and some cheese fries.
Well, you can eat. I mean,
yeah, but
after the fact, but Jesus, you don't have, I mean, is it just because you're not allowed to, like, one of those things where you're not allowed to, so it just makes it, like, you just want to go.
Not only that, is not only have I been, like, eating less, I've been still relatively eating healthy. Like, I can't remember the last time I even had, like, pizza, period, because I was, like, working out and stuff. So now I'm just thinking about, like, the worst foods I could eat. Like, the closest I can get to, like, actually eating. Like, I can, and it doesn't hurt that I live next, like, right down the street from about 14 different fast food places. So.
Oh, God. No, I used to like Wendy's, like, of all the fast food joints. That was the only one I could stomach eating. And I was running, I was doing something for the house Monday, so I ran through Wendy's and grabbed their, what used to be a good chicken sandwich, like the fried chicken one. Because grilled chicken at a fast food joint, you might as well eat dirt. Like, dirt with a little bit of tire, because it's just gross. I don't know if it was just this particular one, or if they just changed the recipe, but it was god-awful. It was like one of those frozen patties you get at the grocery store, which I'll probably be experiencing whenever we're done with this. But, and I was like, you know what? I give up. I'm done trying to make a case for, well, this time, you know what? I know I'm not supposed to eat this garbage anyways, but this time it'll be okay. And that was the one that finally did it. Like, going through Burger King, like, their food looks like cafeteria food on TV. So, I don't know why you would expect it to taste good in person. Oof. But anyways, okay, I was always curious about that, like, if there was something, like, because I know, like, the Jew one, the one that competes with Christmas, Hanukkah, that was, like, because they held out for 7 days and seven nights with one lantern, or, like, without oil or something like that, and the city was still lit up, and I was like, okay, whatever, but so I didn't know if there was, like, a supposed historical, like, supposedly that story happened.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if it was something.
Well, there's a story behind it, but most people probably listen to this show probably will not care. So.
Hey, it's a good way to educate people because, you know, let's be frank about this. Being a Muslim's got kind of a bad rap right now, you know. So.
Oh, yeah, right now.
Hey, listen, if you motherfuckers would have just relented during the Crusades and that, everything would be fine.
Yeah, well,
so
that's what happens when you get, when you actually fight back. So,
yeah, they make a movie about it that no one cares about. So, what the hell was the name of that movie?
Kingdom of Heaven.
Oh, that's right. It had a,
actually,
that's a cool name,
the director's cut is a completely, like, no. Quick aside, you know how, like, some movies have, like, director's cuts and they don't really make too much changes. They might add, like, one scene. Some movies actually are worse with director's cut. That one is, like, almost a completely different movie. Like, that takes, like, an average to above average movie, like the theatrical cut. The director's cut is, like, an awesome movie. They add about maybe 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but it's added, like, correctly. Like, it just makes a lot of things makes more sense, and it fleshes out stuff. So, but nobody want to see a three-hour movie where Orlando Bloom was a star and a bunch of no-name Arabs, more or less.
And, you know, I wonder, because that's Ridley Scott, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder if that's what made Exodus the way it was.
I can imagine, because he said it himself, like, I can't make a movie, you know, like, I'm making this big budget movie, I can't get Muhammad so-and-so and such and have people see it. That's why I got pale-ass Christian Bale playing Moses. At least he was honest. He shouldn't have said that out loud, but...
Well, for his career, he shouldn't have said it out loud. But, I mean, it's Ridley Scott. I mean, he'll find financing somewhere, but, you know, I mean, the truth's the truth.
Yeah,
if he can't get financing...
Yeah,
so.
But it was almost, it's kind of like maybe it's, you know, a chicken and the egg thing. You keep telling people that, and then you argue like, well, that's, like, if that's all you show, then why wouldn't they believe it? So.
Yeah. Okay. I like how you said a quick aside. That's how we started the show, actually. But whatever, we're educational as well as opinionated. Actually both. Anyways. All right. So last show, we focused on DC Comics, DC Comics, the DC Universe, movie universe, and we didn't talk anything else. So, as we said at the end of this show, and actually came through for a change, we're actually going to be able to get into some Marvel stuff. So, I think so. What's that? Ah, nice. So, we're going to cover Marvel this time, though. So, and not really Marvel, though. They weren't there. Like, Marvel Studios didn't have anything there. Basically, Fox was the Marvel present, I guess, if you want to put it that way, for Marvel properties. So, I guess one, and this is what I think I said after the show, did you think it was a mistake, Marvel not sending anything? Especially with Ant-Man coming out the next week, at least have some sort of small presence. I mean, they've had the big news with Spider-Man coming back. They've changed their comics over for the all-new Marvel Universe stuff, or whatever it's called. And they actually have, what, 2-3 movies next year? With starting with Captain America.
Captain America and I'm not sure what the other one is because I think Thor is not until 2017. I don't know.
I'm trying to. Here we go.
Because it's like funny, like they're not doing another Iron Man movie.
I got it.
Okay.
Doctor Strange is in November.
Okay, all right. That's the one that slipped through the cracks.
Yeah. Well, it's the very last one. So. But yeah, I would think especially. Now it was common knowledge Marvel wasn't gonna have a presence there. You know, Marvel. I guess when I say Marvel, I mean Marvel Studios and really Marvel in general. Now that I think about it, because there wasn't any comics news coming out of there. But don't you think they would have pushed Ant-Man a little bit? Maybe, I know Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was there, but they're kind of the, you know, the old stepchild. Just get over in the corner, you do your thing. They didn't talk about the upcoming Jessica Jones. They didn't talk about, the first season of Daredevil or, you know, what's coming to happen in the second season. None of that stuff.
I think because they talked about that stuff earlier. Like, Marvel's, like, the last couple of years has been kind of, like, you know, we do things we want to. Like, it's not like something that's brand new. Like, they've been moving away from, like, waiting for Comic-Con to drop stuff. And, like, all their big stories was, you know, when they acquired, you know, sharing rights with Spider-Man and, you know, Daredevil Season 2 and all this other stuff. Like, this stuff that was already out. So they figured, you know, we didn't... What could they really... Like, they could have either saved it for Comic-Con, but it probably would have leaked beforehand, or... talk about stuff that they really have. What could they've shown? Like, besides, you could talk about Ant-Man, but Ant-Man's about to come out Friday. Nothing else, unless you show what 30 seconds of Civil War, because they started filming that. Like,
Yeah.
nothing else really even started filming yet.
That's true. Although, did you see the behind the scenes thing from Jessica Jones?
I saw a picture.
Okay, they had a special effects shot of a building blowing up, and it looks like Kristen Ritter is actually that's actually her in this shot. So when the storefront blows up, they've got the wires that pull her back. And I just thought, holy crap. Like, they're using like your main actor for that. It's like, that's not Tom Cruise. That's like 95-pound Kristen Ritter. And that's about all I've seen of it. And oh, they also released stills of Luke Cage on fire, which was pretty cool to see. Because, you know, he's got the diamond hard skin or whatever. So someone let it set him on fire. So he's walking around. You know, with the technology now, it's just that gel stuff. So you can make out his face and all that. It's like these guys are earning their paycheck.
Yeah, things you do
So
with technology, so.
yeah, but I would think, and I saw like today Tilda Swinton,
Swinton.
Swinton. Okay, it's rare when I pronounce someone's name right, so I can immediately question myself. That she actually did sign on for Doctor Strange now. She said it's done, and that's what I was thinking. And I guess they can do this in August anyways of next year for Doctor Strange because it comes out in November. So I like introduce the cast of Doctor Strange or something. Because remember, Suicide Squad, that wasn't scheduled for this year. They just showed up. That was like a mystery
Yeah.
panel or something.
But they've been doing stuff for a while. Because it's funny, like, we joke around, like, I know it's not a DC show, but we first heard the rumors about Batman versus Superman. Was it last year? This time last year?
Yeah, and it was just like a one-off panel with Zack
Yeah.
Snyder. Or was it 2 years ago?
And then, yeah, it was
I think it
2 years
was 2 years
ago, matter
ago.
of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, then last year you heard some more about casting and stuff, and everybody was complaining, like,
Yeah.
a Wonder Woman's too skinny and Ben Affleck's got a funny looking chin. And then you start hearing about, like, Suicide Squad. Like, it's been talked about for a while. Like, the Marvel stuff is more like, clockwork. We do this on this time frame and you'll get this. And I think this is one of the disadvantages, like, everything is so formulated and, like, on time where they'll do a surprise. Like, it's rare that they'll have a surprise, and when they do, it's on their terms. Not necessarily like what's, if it's not for Comic-Con, then it won't be for Comic-Con.
Yeah. Well, I know Disney also has their own little convention now too. So I wonder if they're going to be pulling away from doing these large-scale Comic-Cons like that, which I think is a mistake. I understand it's your property, but you don't want to remove yourself from the greater populace. You know, it's a sign of arrogance and snobbery a little bit. And the comic fans will get annoyed with that stuff and not support you as well. I mean, that's just what they do. And I know, like, the general populace is what is making Marvel's movies successful. I'm not
Yeah.
getting away from that, but now it's. I just found it strange to not have any news about a Captain America or, just any, because it seems like every Comic Con they had somebody there from one of the movies of some sort.
Yeah, I think this year was just a more like timing was kind of not their friend, because what could they, I guess you could have talked about Captain America Civil War. Like, everything else is either done or just started, more or less. Like, you could have
Yeah.
talked Civil War, you could have talked, Shield and like the Netflix shows if you're gonna do anything. But I don't think they wanna they if they didn't have anything big, I don't think they wanna show up and get, basically upstaged by DC, Fox, and maybe they in Star Wars, because keep in mind, it's that whole, this is owned by Disney, and
Yeah.
Lucasfilms is owned by Disney. It's kind of like, maybe they don't want to share the spotlight, so to speak.
It could be. And it was funny that you mentioned Star Wars, and I don't know if we'll be able to do another show, but this is an aside. Did you hear that Kevin Smith actually was in Hall H after the Star Wars meeting?
Yes.
That, all right. I'm not one of those guys that hates Kevin Smith. I mean, I used to enjoy his movies, and I thought, was it Red State? Was really good. I didn't see Tusk, but I just felt kind of bad. Like, I don't know if maybe his, not his stars diminished, but it was like, okay, knowing his persona, if he was one of those people in the crowd in the Star Wars crew said, "Hey, we're all going to this place and having a concert or something. You guys are invited." You'd have to throw your arms up and be like, "You've got to be shitting me, really? Ah, looks like I'm out of here." And then, I don't know how sparse it was for his or not, but I heard it was not well attended, which is kind of shitty, but...
Yeah, it's always kind of like some. I think it's part of it, like, you know, just Kevin Smith's not. He. I wonder how he feels when he looks at Joss Whedon's career. Wonder why that's not his. And then another thing, just time. It's like, who's gonna follow Star Wars? Mm-hmm. We're gonna do a free concert. Why don't you come on down? Or you can stay and watch Kevin Smith. Like, which one are you gonna choose?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm getting at. I don't think it had anything to do with like his quality or anything. That was exactly it. And you just throw your arms up like, why?
I'm surprised he didn't leave and go to the concert too. Like,
that's another thing. I wonder, not that he shortchanged his own creation or movie or time, but you do wonder if he's up on stage like, I gotta get out of here and get over. I mean, George Lucas wasn't there, but imagine when this thing was around, and if George Lucas was there, and he's like, "All right, everybody, you can come on over, and we can listen to Fleetwood Mac or something." And you're like, "Fuck yeah, let's go." But anyways, so I guess it was just weird, and it stood out that Marvel wasn't there to me. And, I mean, they've got a whole new comics line to push, too. So it's not always about the movies with them.
Yeah.
But, I had a hard enough time keeping up with Marvel Comics as it is. Looking at the new offerings they're putting out, I got no clue what's going on with the universe now.
Yeah, I've given up. Like, I've tried to keep up, but it's almost, and it's both, I'm like, I can't deal with reboots every 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you got to do keep stuff fresh and keep new fans in and everything. I get all that part. But it's kind of hard to keep stuff fresh when you've been having stories like 50 to 90 years old. But changing them like every other year, that's, you know, it's like True Detective can do that. That's a TV show. You shouldn't do that with your comics.
And I guess part of the problem, and we talked about this a long time ago when they had the new Thor, the new Captain America and all that. Like, they, and I was reading about this too, that yes, these reboots are getting newer readers. Like, they'll come in for the first few issues of everything. Like, people who don't normally read comics. And this is coming from retailers. But they're not the ones that are getting 15 books a week. They're getting one. Or they get a couple, and then it diminishes, and then they never return. So for every change they're making, like, the old guard's getting fed up with it because it's not easy to follow, or they just don't agree with the changes or whatever. So part of that, how it got under there, I don't know, but part of the problem with their universe is they reboot their book, they restart their books all the time. There's got to be at least 37 X-Men number ones by now. Or some sort of adjective Avengers book.
All new X-Men.
Yeah.
Uncanny X-Men. Elusive X-Men. Elite X-Men. Like,
dude, if they ever did Elusive X-Men, they'd be like, all right, enough. But they even got lazy and came up with, what, Astonishing X-Force? Avenging X-Force? Something stupid like
Avenging, that. Yeah, they combined X-Men and Avengers and called it the Avenging X-Men or something like that.
I think that, you know, it sounds dumb enough to be true. But yeah, but I think one of the big detractions is, you know, it's not that I have a problem with the characters. I just said I don't read, I can't keep up, so I don't read it. But people, like the old guard, will see Sam Wilson as Captain America. You're going to see a female Thor. You're going to see X-23 or whatever as Wolverine. And then Old Man Logan as the Wolverine now. And you're going to have that old guard going, so when are they changing this back? I mean, it's like, this isn't what I want to see.
Yeah. You know what the biggest problem is? And it's the consequence of success. The movie universe. Like, Marvel makes money hand over fist off their, like, movies and merchandise and stuff like that. Like, I know it's based off the comics, but I always would want to, like, I haven't bought a Marvel comic in years, and I've never felt the reason to buy one. And it has nothing to do with, like, the quality of it. It's like, I watch the movies and I'm entertained by the movies and the TV shows. Like, I'm almost like, why would I get a Marvel comic book if they're basing off the movies? They're being slaves to whatever makes money, and they change every 2 years. Like, I have no, like, I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
I think the last thing I bought was Captain America, and it was Ed Brubaker's run with Steve Emting doing the art. And it started off, you know, Steve Rogers, then he got killed, then it became, you know, Bucky, Winter Soldier's Captain America, then he came back, and then all of a sudden he got deep power, and I'm like, okay, wait, this was a spy book, like, what the hell just happened? So I was like, all right, I'm done, and I never went back. You know, I kind of looked through things, like the death of Wolverine, he got covered in adamantium, and he became a giant block of adamantium at the end. And I'm like, that's how the baddest ass superhero you guys have goes out? Like, this just yelled marketing gimmick, and now he comes back as an old dude? Like, that.
Wait, he's back?
Yeah, in the new universe, their new reboot, it's Old Man Logan.
He's been dead, what, a month?
Yeah.
What was the point?
But that's the thing. They're not bringing that version back. They're bringing back the old, like, Last Hero on Earth version, which is what Fox announced is going to be, or actually Hugh Jackman announced, is going to be the next Wolverine movie. How they're going to do that, I haven't the foggiest idea, because the Avengers are a big part of that.
And so is the Hulk. Or yeah. Hulkish character.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Hawkeye was a big part, too. So, I mean, you know what? If it's the same creative team that was, you know, The Wolverine. Mm-hmm. So, okay. And, you know, so I'll give him benefit of the doubt. But, you know, and not being a slave to the source material, too, is okay.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of which.
Yeah, we can finally get to the movies, I guess.
Yeah, because it's funny, like, you bring that up, and you bring up reboots and stuff, and like Fox, like X-Men. I think it's amazing what they've accomplished. People complain about like reboots, like doing stuff too soon. The X-Men universe basically did a reboot. They basically did a storyline, rebooted the storyline, kept the original one, and basically started over with two different, you know, sets of characters.
Yep.
And somehow pulled it off and made it work. It's amazing, like, you know, it's amazing that they did it, but they did it, and we're here, you know, we are where we are currently.
Which that's actually one of the more intriguing parts of it was, because I don't believe First Class was supposed to be a big success. I always looked at that as Fox going, all right, we can't lose the rights to X-Men, so we got to get something going. Now, I don't think they were in danger of losing it like Fantastic Four, which we'll get to in a bit. But First Class just came out of nowhere. There was no buzz about it. You know, you heard that they were going to do something. And all of a sudden it comes out, and like, this is actually really cool. And, you know, because that, they had X-Men Last Stand on the other day. That's impossible to watch.
Yeah, it is. But it made, the funny thing is, like, even the bad movies made money. Like, Last Stand made a lot of money, because based off the back of X-Men 2.
Yeah.
So, and like, even X-Men Origins Wolverine was garbage, and that made money because it's Wolverine. So, no, I remember the same thing. It was kind of like, well, we want to do a prequel story. It's like, are we going to do one with Magneto? Like, the whole rumor was they want to do one with Magneto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, well, we've had these duds here. The last two movies have been duds, so what are we going to do? Let's take the prequel thing. Let's make it, like, you know, more like a 60 type vibe. And run it back, like, who was Xavier before? Because this is an interesting story, like, you know, who were these characters before they were enemies and stuff, and the time frame fit. And, like, you're right, it wasn't a lot of buzz, but it was a good movie. And then Days of Futures Past, and, like, the Wolverine built on that. So, because both of those movies made, like, Wolverine made a lot more than it should have, considering it was, like, just Hugh Jackman and a bunch of Japanese people. And Days of Futures Past had a zillion characters and like all the things that people would say, this movie shouldn't work because they're doing too much, and it worked.
Okay, and I'm glad you said that, because the cast list, and they had that Instagram photo of the cast of X-Men Apocalypse, or what the hell is it called? Yeah, X-Men Apocalypse. There are even more characters in this one. I was joking about Superman Batman being 4 hours long. How long is this thing going to be? Unless they're just walking around. And they're like, hey, what's up, Jubilee? And they just walk by or something. I mean, they're introducing the entire, like, Scott. I mean, they're introducing Scott.
Jean
Jean
Storm.
Storm.
Nightcrawler.
Yeah, Jubilee
Jubilee.
again.
Then they
Supposedly Channing Tatum's going to be in his Gambit somewhere.
yeah, so they,
Supposedly.
so you have that, then you still have the original characters with
Yeah.
Beast, Professor X, Magneto,
Rogue. Not Rogue.
Ro no, not Rogue,
Yeah.
Mystique.
Yeah.
Then you have, Apocalypse, Archangel, Psylocke. Like, you got a lot of
Yeah.
pieces going in all at the same time.
Yeah, it's just. Now, obviously, the four of them would be like his four horsemen. And that's fine. Whatever. So they can just be kind of side players. But yeah, I'm trying to see if we missed anybody.
I'm sure we have.
Oh, yeah. Wolverine's in it. Quicksilver's in it again. You've got Apocalypse, obviously. Havoc's going to be back in this one.
Yeah, so you had,
Jubilee, Caliban, Angel. It's like, wow. And I wonder if the movie's going to end with the original five. With, Scott, Jean, Hank, Warren, and
You
Bobby.
miss him, yeah, but
Oh, he's not listed,
not
actually.
in,
Never
yeah,
mind.
because he's not. He's with the first set of movies. He's
Yeah,
not really
yeah.
with this one, so they can
Yeah.
go with a lot of directions.
But yeah, and they showed the preview, which was a pretty cool surprise. I wasn't expecting there to be any footage, because I didn't realize this movie comes out next year as well.
Yeah, time flies.
Next year. Well, didn't. All right. Days of Future Past came out last year, right?
That's right.
Okay. That is a quick turnaround. A 2 year difference?
Well,
That
I
seems
mean,
fast.
like Fox is kind of like they have their universe, but their universe is streamlined. They don't have to have stuff for every year. Like, they basically have X-Men. It was basically X-Men and Wolverine until recently. So you really need a 3-4 year gap. It's not like Marvel with the Avengers, where you can have the Avengers and then have another Captain
Yeah.
America movie, another Thor movie, have this, then the second Avengers. It's like, okay, we got X-Men and then Wolverine.
I'm sure
What's
Marvel.
next?
Well, actually, Fox is starting to do that.
Yeah, they're starting to do it now,
So,
but
yeah.
up until this time frame, they didn't have any reason not to have a quick turnaround. Strike while the iron's hot. Like, 2 years, 2 years is a decent enough gap.
Well, you would think with
Especially.
all the effects and everything, though, unless, they're like, well, we know we're gonna make another one, so just don't tear any of this stuff down yet. So, try and repurpose some of it. But yeah, I don't know. What did you think of the footage? And I guess more specifically, what did you think of Apocalypse?
I'm still gobsmacked that he's a villain. Not because he's not a good villain, like, he's an awesome villain. Just, I always thought it'd be almost impossible to have him on film and have it do justice, because it's just one, it's an effects-driven character. Like, his powers is like basically his powers be like he can do whatever he wants.
Well, I guess they said that they're streamlining him so that his big power is persuasion. And I was like, wait, what? Like,
That's he gotta have been
that's
that.
very 70s. Like,
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a song called Power Persuasion or something.
Yeah. Like, they, and I've seen a preview, like, it's basically like he's just this powerful thing that can control everything around him. And I like the look, like the look, how he has on film definitely
Okay.
works.
Was he
It's a,
purple all the time? I thought he was blue.
he was, sometimes he was, it depends on who drew him. Like, when he first came, he was like bluish. And sometimes he was purple, sometimes he was bluish white. Like the cartoon, he was always bluish. Some of the video games, he was blue, sometimes he was purple. Like, it changed.
Yeah, I'm just looking up picture of him. Yeah, there's one here where he's actually gray. He has a gray
Yeah.
face. So, yeah, the one there's one picture, I can't find it. So like his accentuated It goes like I don't know what it is. It goes from his ears down to his jaw, and then it makes his lips blue.
Yeah, he always looked like a robot.
That's a cool ass look, and yeah. I just wasn't expecting that, the purple look or whatever. Unless you know, all right. I guess we forgot to say this. There's no official trailer for this. That was someone's cell phone again, so the color scheme could be totally different.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, whenever I think of the character, the cartoon Apocalypse stand out the most. Like from the X-Men cartoon, he was always my favorite. You know, villain, because one, he almost seemed like a damn robot, and two, the voice actor was just, it was just so perfect. Like, it just menacing, it just, like, ancient, and that's always been his whole thing. Like, he hasn't even always been a villain, it's all more like he's been a force of nature.
Mm-hmm. And they bill him as the first mutant. I never picked up on that from the comics.
Yeah. Like, they had an origin comic, which, like, he was start off in Egypt. And it's him, Kang the Conqueror was part of that story, and the Fantastic Four, matter of fact.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't, I didn't know any of that. Wow, that's
yeah, like, I remember reading, like, it's a fascinating story. Like Apocalypse, it's a lot of background, like, him starting off and him with, like, Mr. Sinister and everything. So, but it seemed like his character was just, I guess, with now with technology, you can do whatever you want. But I think it was something like technology had to catch up, that post him on, like, to have him on there and not look stupid.
Yeah.
And Oscar Isaac, like I said, you keep cashing those checks. So good for you.
He looks like a very pleasant person, by the way, Oscar Isaac. I mean, he's Apocalypse in this movie, and he's a hero in Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
But then they show other pictures, and you're like, he looks like a pretty nice guy. So it's kind of weird that he plays this. He's playing, like, this really, like, not vile, but, well, I mean, essentially. I mean, he just takes people and changes them to his whim to do his bidding, mm-hmm. So yeah, that's pretty evil. So, and yeah, that was a surprise, because I had no idea that's who he was playing.
Yeah. Mm. And I did laugh, because, like I say, Fox, out of all the comic book studios, they seem to take the most risks. So when Magneto busts out and say, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yes.
I just started laughing because that's like that fits Fox's X-Men storylines.
Well, that's so also yeah, that's also one thing the X-Men movies do. There's one F-bomb in every one of them, and it's always like, you know, Wolverine had the great one in First Class when they come out and say, "Hey," he's like, "Fuck off," and they just leave. And then Days of Future Past. He goes, "Oh, what did you say to me exactly?" And he says it to him back, and I'm like, they're just getting their obligatory F-bomb in here.
Like, even the Wolverine had one.
Yeah.
It was, yeah. Go fuck yourself, pretty boy. Like, it just fit so perfectly.
Yeah. So it was like, I mean, I don't care, obviously, but I'm sure they're probably, well, I guess some parents would be upset, but it's like, you know what you're getting yourself into.
It's a PG-13 movie, so you're allowed one, and it's kind of like it stand out, because you would never think, you wouldn't picture, you know, Iron Man saying that, because Disney wouldn't let him.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, well, I was trying to think of what Avenger would. I guess Hawkeye would, maybe, but yeah. I mean, he's a family man now, so never mind.
I can't remember, I can't remember anybody cursed in any of those DC Marvel movies.
DC Marvel?
I mean, not DC. Marvel. I don't know why.
You know what? Yeah, but you know what? I didn't even catch on to what you said. I repeated exactly what you said. No, they'll say shit here and there. That's about it.
I can't remember which one. Maybe a Hulk movie.
They did the last Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah,
Age
of Ultron. They made such a big deal about it too. That's right. So
yeah,
that's why it stood out so much, because one, you were rarely hearing, two, they kept talking about it.
Yeah, that's right, because they had that whole thing about Cap and all, like, watch your mouth and all that stuff. That's right. Yeah, I actually did forget about that. But no, so this was a movie that, you know, for me, kind of like going to see Ant-Man this week. I'm going to go see it just so I can keep up with all the Marvel stuff. It's not so much I want to go see Ant-Man. I'm not saying that it wasn't... It isn't must-see. Like, when Avengers, they show the previews, like, I've got to go, I've got to be there, I've got to see it opening day, whatever else. Ant-Man's like, yeah, I want to go see that. And if you missed it, it's like, all right, well, it'll be on DVD in a few weeks or whatever. And that's kind of what the X-Men movies have become. Not that they haven't been good, not that there's not an interest, but it's, all right, cool, here it comes, I'm going to go see it. So I had no expectations for this Apocalypse movie. But after seeing that preview, it's like, wow, all right, they kind of amped this stuff up. And that was a very bleak trailer as well.
I mean, if you really look at it, the X-Men movies have always been kind of, like, tragic. Like, all of them.
Yes.
Like, besides,
I've
like,
seen Last
all
Stand.
Of them. Yeah, like the even, like, just think about, like, the I think maybe the first one was the most optimistic one. Like, the second one ends with, you know, Jean dying and everybody sad and crying.
Mm-hmm.
The third one ends with almost everybody else dying, either off-screen or there. X-Men, the Wolverine, he's wandering around because he got shot in the head and his girlfriend dies. First Class, you know, Professor Xavier's paralyzed. The team breaks up. And even, like, Days of Futures Past, like, I guess up until the end, that was the most, like, that was a dark movie until the end of the movie, so.
Yeah, if Days of Future Past was the last movie, that would have been the only one that had, like, an uplifting ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. When, like, because, you know, there's Scott, and then all of a sudden, or there's Jean, and all of a sudden Scott's still alive, too.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, like, that's a good ending.
Yeah, because even the Wolverine was just him moping, like, you know, that's one of my favorite movies. This is him moping around after Jean for 2 hours, just sad and mad. And
yeah.
Then even then, like, you know, oh, well, now I'm going to live, and I'm going to go back to fighting, but I'm going to leave my hot-ass Japanese girlfriend, you know, maybe next time I got to go fight, so.
Well, even at the end of the Wolverine, he goes back to the States after getting his ass handed to him and his claws cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. And then they, you know, had the swerve with Professor X and Magneto being there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that would have been a pretty bummer ending. Because all you really remembered about the end of that movie, well, how it kind of came off the rails, really. But then was that whole scene with the two of them.
Yeah.
And, or the three of them, excuse me. The other thing that's funny is they never even bothered to explain where he got his claws back from, which I thought was kind of ballsy.
Yeah. Not only that, they never explained how Professor Xavier came back to life. Like,
or,
I know he switched his – they did the last thing. Like, he switched his mind to the body, so that's fine. How he make the body turn into original Professor Xavier and put him in a wheelchair?
Yeah, it was okay, parts of X3 happened, other parts didn't. The end.
Yeah, like you're not the only one that has gifts.
Yeah.
that's how I explained it. I'm
yes,
like,
my mutant ability as the writer and director, or you know, writers and director are, we're gonna do whatever we want. Don't worry about it. And I had no problem with it. Because even my dad was like, how was Professor X alive? I'm like, I don't know. I just don't worry about it. And I just loved – I thought they would have, like, some sideline. Just be like, well, you know, it took me a while to put my body back together, but I was good after that. So, oh, okay. Nothing. Didn't even hint around. Yeah, didn't even hint around that he was dead at some point.
Yeah,
so.
I'm like, if you don't have a great explanation, don't explain it. Just,
yeah.
I'm like, you know, all this other fancy shit flying around – I can roll with it.
Oh yeah, and that's fine. So I would. There's nothing wrong with being told what to do. But
okay, so one thing. What do you think about the cast with the new people?
Okay, and I know this is gonna sound blasphemous, whatever you want to say. I don't know, man. I'm not digging old Sansa Stark as Jean. Just because she has red hair doesn't mean she should be playing Jean Grey. I mean, but I don't blame them for hiring her as, like, a hot actress. Because she's, like, a beloved character on Game of Thrones. So you see her in a movie, and it's like, well, they got their mitts into her quick, so, you know, you're going to wrap her up for some more sequels.
But here's the thing. It's kind of like, if you're going to do – and this always been a problem with the Fox X-Men movies. They play fast and loose with timelines, like which people should be in the same age group. And it's not even Fox because the X-Men – the cartoon, the Evolution did the same thing. if you're going to have them be teenagers and that's what they're going to have, I can't really think, like, I can't think of any, unless you're going to get some unknown person, like, who would you get to play Gene that's, like, you know.
No, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, like, who else would you get? Like, you know, she kind of looks the part. I guess she can fake an accent, you know, American accent decently. Like, British people can usually do that. Charlie Hunnam accepted, but... Yeah, I had a quick joke. When we used to watch Sons of Anarchy, my wife used to know, like, is he not American, is he? I'm like, no, he's been like, yeah, because sometimes he sounds like a leprechaun. I'm like, yeah, it kind of throws the show off, like, it's this biker gang in Northern California, and he's sound like he's about to talk about his lucky charms every now and then.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, keep going. I'm doing something.
No, that was just a quick thing, because usually American, like, British actors can kind of hide it when they play American. And it would slip out from time to time. When it slipped out, and once you point it out, you notice it all the time, and you just laugh. But,
well, see, it's funny, though, because looking at who they cast in this. Okay, well, Quicksilver's returning, whatever. So is Beast, all that. Well, I've never heard of the girl that's playing...
Storm.
Whoops. Well, Storm? I've also never heard of... Cody Smith McPhee, who's playing Nightcrawler. I haven't heard of Ty Sheridan. I mean, maybe I'm showing my age, but...
No. The kid that's playing Cody, he was in that remake of that vampire movie, Let the Right One In.
I haven't seen either one of those, actually.
Yeah, and he was in The Road with Viggo Mortensen. He was the little kid in that.
He was the kid in The Road?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I am getting old. All right. Holy crap. Wow. Okay. But yeah. But and that's when you said, like, who are you gonna cast, and I looked at everybody else thinking, apparently anybody, because I don't know who the hell Ben Hardy is. Yeah. No idea. But he's playing Angel.
He looked the part.
Thomas Lamarck. Who the hell are you? I don't know. Okay, I know who that is. Okay. Never mind. Poor guy. Lana Condor.
She looks like, I know she looks like Jubilee. I never heard of, like, Olivia. It's funny when Olivia Munn is one of the biggest names, you know, because it's kind of in. I mean, she's not a big name, but she's been in stuff, and like that name fits. And she if I was going to pick Psylocke, like, I'd pick her because she's mixed, first of all, and she's actually Asian. She looks like Psylocke, beside not being 38 double D and having a 42-inch ass, but that's
in a 6-inch waist. Yeah.
Yeah.
When did she become a legit actress, by the way?
Newsroom, I guess.
Well, she was in Magic Mike. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Was she in Magic Mike?
Yeah, she was the girlfriend.
No, that was somebody else that was the girlfriend. That wasn't her. It looked like her.
No, that is her. Yeah, that's her.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on IMDb. Yeah, that was her.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what she was. She played Joanna. Yeah, she was a topless chick in the beginning of the movie and then helped him out later.
Okay. No, she was in the movie, but she wasn't playing... she wasn't Channing Tatum's girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay,
no, no,
that's
why
I was thought. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know what she was, except like a girl he hooked up with in the beginning of the movie. And then appears at the end when he calls her again. So,
yeah.
But yeah, all right. I mean, but yeah, so that comes out next year, by the way. That comes out, let's see, May 27th. 3 weeks after Civil War comes out. Interesting. So I'm thinking we might see one of these previews before Ant-Man. On Friday.
Well, they said, and it's going to feed into the next movie, that the Deadpool trailer will come out in 3 weeks. That's around the time. When does Fantastic Four come out?
August 7th.
So I'm guessing if you're going to see a trailer, you may see it around before Fantastic. They both Fox, Fox movies.
And I would think, and we'll just go into this now, I'm thinking that's not going to be the trailer you see, the Deadpool one. Well, first they said the effects weren't finished. Okay, cool. But also, I'm trying not to make Fantastic Four jokes, but not that I think Fantastic Four is going to have a lot of eyes on it, but I don't think you're going to put a Red Band trailer before Fantastic Four.
Yeah, like, so, normally you see Red Band trailers in rated R movies. Like, I've seen them in the movie theater, but that's been for, like, comedies.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Red Band trailer before a PG-13 movie, and yeah. I'm still surprised they're making this movie.
Well, all right, that was the other thing, and I didn't see it brought up, but a lot of, like, the footage of him fighting was that test footage they made years ago. Mm-hmm. So I can understand why that wasn't supposed to be the trailer they wanted to have out. You know, that was just for the hall audience. But it looked fun. I like TJ Miller. So when he was going back and forth, like, describing what he looked like, I thought that was pretty damn funny. And if they can let that maniac go in the movie, you know, outside of, you know, Ryan Reynolds' unhinged character, I almost wonder if this can be, like, their Blade. They can have the R-rated character finally. And, of course, it's not a Disney movie, though.
Yeah.
So it's a little easier.
I mean, if like I said before, if anyone's going to do it, it would be Fox. And the fact that – I know Ryan Reynolds been talking about he wanted to do this movie for years, and it's been the whole thing. I want to do it. I want it to be rated R. And if he's not a star after this movie, he ain't never going to be a star.
No.
So, yeah, like, if he don't hit it here, he ain't – like, this is kind of like – so he's going to put everything into it. And they're putting in – what is it? Valentine's Day weekend is when the movie's released.
Yeah, I think it's February 12th. Yes.
Uh-huh. So that's going to be, that's, like I say, perfect counter programming. Like, all the, because that's just fits. And yeah, the trailer was just batshit crazy, but in a good way. And it's just like, so, you're just so used to comics being so sterilized.
Yeah.
Our movies. So when you see that, when you see Chrome played at Cop Gop. I don't even know.
Yeah, now, all right, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm hoping that's not what this movie is. I'm hoping it's a more adult, like, you know, adult comedy, if you want to put it that way. But I don't think it serves anybody well if he's just running around swearing the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you
gotta like follow, it's follow. Like, some of it seemed just kind of forced. Like, that line, it was funny, but I was like, okay. Like, it just kind of, it just took me by surprise. Maybe just because it took me by surprise. Hearing a character, I mean, even Blade, he didn't swear, you know. Well, of course, it's two totally different characters,
yeah.
Though. But, and that's what I'm hoping it's not going to devolve into.
Like, you want it to be edgy, but you don't want it to be like that dude X Games edgy. Like, adding a bunch of Z's and stuff and just cursing this. Because I can curse. That means I'm going to, like, you know, say fuck every 30 seconds.
Exactly. That's exactly fast. It. Yeah. Like, I know the movie gets bagged on, but I wouldn't mind if his character, like, he played the Deadpool character with, like, the same kind of smarm or swarm, whatever it is, that he had in Van Wilder. Because that was the movie that kind of got him on the map anyways. But, like, just, you know, kind of the matter of fact, the smartest guy in the room sort of thing. And I know Deadpool's not that kind, but, like, that kind of delivery. Like, he didn't swear that much in Van Wilder. I mean, he did, but not for the over-the-top stuff.
Even the X-Men Wolverine movie, like, the first part when he's there, it's kind of like he was a prick, but it was like... It was there, but it wasn't over the top. It was just like, you know, nonstop subtle asshole. Like,
yes.
I was laughing every time he opened his mouth, because it's kind of like, if he'd have stayed that way, it wasn't necessarily like how people expect Deadpool to be from the comics, but it fit. Like, it worked, and then what happened.
Yeah. But they never called him Deadpool in Origins, did they?
No, they just called him Wade Wilson, then they called him Weapon 11 or 13.
Yeah, whatever.
What could have been?
Yeah, and that movie scared Liv Schreiber off. Now he's on TV. He's like, I'm not going back to the movies ever again. But no, it made me And it looked cool, so it made me happy. I'm like, all right, that'll be something different to go see. Just something different is what we needed. And again, this is all on a cell phone, but I didn't recognize that was Colossus.
Yeah.
And what was the girl's name?
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Yeah, and he goes, "What the shit? That's the coolest name ever." I'm like, "All right, that line cracked me up, because that is a pretty."
I remember that character from the comic books, and I'm like, "Yeah, somebody must have took a tablet when they were designing this." So,
yeah, but it gives you hope at least. I mean, I can see definitely where it can go off the rails, but I'm hoping that there's enough of a love for the character and enough of, well, past history, and especially with what you were saying with Ryan Reynolds, is just, this doesn't do well. You got to figure he's done. Like, he won't be in, like, those, because that, what was that, Selfless movie? That didn't do shit at the box office.
Like, it's, he has almost that, you know what the problem is? He looks like a certain type of actor, so they cast him that way, but that's not him.
He was in, my parents saw this movie, and we just saw a commercial for the Blu-ray, The Golden Girl, or Golden Painting, or something, and he plays like a lawyer. And I'm like, wow, he actually went against type? Like, he just plays a straight-laced lawyer person. God, I wish I could remember what the hell that was called.
I know what you're talking about, because it just came out, so... There's some other indie movie he did where he's playing almost like a serial killer, but like some delusional, like it was some arty type movie. Like he tries to do different things. He's just too damn, he's too pretty.
Yes.
Problem.
Yeah. Oh, it's Woman in Gold, by the way. But yeah, no, I think you nailed it. He is too pretty. He's always, like, no matter what he does, like.
You know what it is?
It's going to come out wrong. I'm not going to say effeminate, but. He doesn't have rugged features, so it always comes off as, like, just, you know, a little too cocky all the time, and people get kind of tired of that now.
Yeah, you know what it is, and I thought about it when I was thinking about somebody else. He's Brad Pitt, but less talented, because Brad Pitt is just this handsome man, but he's like, you know, he's a weirdo. Mm-hmm. It's just like he's good enough to pull it off. Like, he can do non-pretty roles, but he had to work hard to get to that point.
Yeah.
And like,
I was gonna say, he could also be I don't know if this is a better one. What about Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, that's perfect. Because Bradley Cooper had that same, like, you know, he's just this handsome man, but he can play more than a handsome man. And it's kind of like, Ryan Reynolds tries to do it, but it's almost like they don't let him, because he's still the guy from Two Girls, a Guy in a Pizza Place. Like, he's just the handsome guy cracking jokes, and can't be anything. Like, if he was uglier, he'd have a better career.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, like, because Bradley Cooper was the best parts of the Hangover stuff. I know, like, Zach Galifianakis had that, but just that first Hangover movie, he was the best part of that movie. Stealing kids. I mean, it's the way that was written, but just like stealing kids' money. And just being a total dick to everybody, but like an endearing one. And then I was watching Wedding Crashers the other day.
I remember him, sick.
Todd? Is that his name? I think it was his name. Whatever.
Yeah, bully.
Yeah, that was. That's still a funny movie, by the way. That holds up very well.
Yes, it does.
But anyways, So Fox actually hits two home runs. I don't think anything we said was critical of it. I mean, saying I can see where it can come off the rails is one thing. I'm not saying it did, though. So it looks different, and I think you're nailing it when you say that, yeah, it's a Fox movie, so they can take chances. Because, all right, we're making a Gambit movie no one ever asked for, so okay.
And guess what? And that will probably work, because Channing Tatum sells tickets.
Yeah.
Not so much
with Magic Mike 2, though.
And you know what's... And I'm glad you brought that. I was about to talk about that. That's actually a much better movie than the first one. And it's a shame, because it's not going to do nearly as well. But that works more. Because it's like... It doesn't try... It's almost not like a... It's almost like an extended episode version. Like, it's like Magic Mike 1.5, if that makes sense. So...
Yeah,
So, yeah. But it fits because it's like it gets in, it does what it needs to do, it does what it needs to do, and it leaves. It doesn't try to be anything else.
Hey, that works. So that'll be one I'll wait for TV on. So
But it's funny like Channing Tatum playing that because on one hand, you wouldn't picture him being Gambit, but like on you think about it, I mean he's a Southern goof. You know what his thing is? He can play dumb well.
Yes.
He's like, yeah, well, and that's hard to do. Like, no, because it's kind of like he's in on the, like, he expects you to look at him. That's why those 21 Jump Street movies work, and that's why certain stuff he does. Like, you expect he's in on the joke. Like, you look at him like, oh, is this guy, like, he's got a square head, he's in shape, and he can dance. Like, you don't think of a lot going on. I'm not saying he's a role scholar, but he's in on the joke. Like, he expects you to look at him a certain way so he can play with that. He can basically play with expectations. And somehow it works. Like, he's likable. And he can he could easily not be likable because he has a lot of good things going for him.
You know, I think the one thing that he did wrong, and not that he did wrong. I just lost what I was going to say. The one thing being held against him, what was that dance movie he made that started his career?
Step Up.
There you go. That's what everyone... That was his big thing he had to get around. It was like he was in Step Up. And I was like, I don't know what that movie is. And then I found out what it was. I was like, this guy? Like, okay.
You know what's funny? He used that for Magic Mike. Like, he didn't... He embraced that. Like, yeah, I used to dance and everything. And I'll say this as a straight... He's a hell of a damn good dancer. Like, he can move. And
you know,
I never saw Step Up, so I didn't really, you know, I heard about that, but seeing him, like, I was like, I guess he could play Gambit because he's definitely a damn athlete. Like, he can, it's hard to be a male dancer and do it and not look like a completely sissy and, like, still pick being anything else. Like,
yeah.
you know, some people, most people can't pull it off.
That's why you just drink a bunch. Then you just do whatever you want, and you have no idea what you're doing until you wake up, you're all sore the next day, like, I must have been cutting a serious rug. So, we're almost at the hour, but we have to talk about this. So, as Fox hits two home runs, I don't even think there is a baseball analogy for this. Well, actually, I guess they would be the A.J. Burnett of the All-Star game. Fox did absolutely nothing for Fantastic Four. And I understand that they had it, they announced it before last year, whatever it was, but this is a movie that's been getting on the internet, in the fans, whatever, that's been getting nothing but garbage dumped on them. The previews don't look good. Thing's not wearing pants. Sorry, that's still a sticking point. And in the new trailer with Doom, he looks like a video game character. If there was ever a time for them to be somewhere to try and salvage something, wasn't Comic-Con the place to do it?
I mean, you can't save a cadaver. One thing I liked about our show is, like, we always try to find... We're not this type, like, oh, this sucks. And blah. Like, we try to find a silver lining. Like, if something's bad... We'll explain why it's bad. We just won't talk about something just to talk about it. I don't see any redeeming qualities. Like, beside the cast, I don't see any redeeming qualities in this movie whatsoever. Like, it's not only bad, it looks boring. Like, everything is
there,
like...
There you go. You nailed it.
Everything looks blue and gray. Like, it's that dark... And that's the one thing, like, I blame Christopher Nolan for. You know, it's not his fault. This whole, we got to make everything gritty. And it's like, everything's blue and gray and dull, and seeing a dull superhero movie defeats the purpose of making a superhero movie.
Yeah, this movie has three writers on it. Holy crap! I was just looking it up. I mean, the only things that honestly, the most controversial part of the movie is that Johnny Storm's a black guy, and well, because I don't think it's public knowledge that Sue Storm's the adopted one. Everyone just assumed Johnny Storm was adopted. But she's actually the adopted kid in the movie. Well, the guy, the original cause of controversy, if you want to even say that, whatever. He's actually looks to be the most legit character going to the comics. Outside of, you know, skin color, whatever else, the way he acts in the trailers, all the previews, is exactly how Johnny Storm would act. He acts all snotty about, like, well, I thought there were four of you. He's like, there is. And then he's like, get something to see, something amazing, or whatever. But he's into himself. But then, like, I'm sorry, I forgot her name already.
Kate Mara?
Yeah, Kate Mara doesn't look like Sue Storm at all. And, I mean, I guess if you're accepting a black guy being Johnny Storm, you really shouldn't complain about someone's hair not being blonde. But whatever. But
yeah, what?
I mean, that's just kind of nitpicky, I suppose. So whatever. But I don't know. And like Ben Grimm is a skinny kid. Like wait a minute, no, he was supposed to be the bruiser. That's why he was always Reed's backup. Because no one's gonna be scared of Jamie Bell, right? Yeah, no one's scared of Jamie Bell. Sorry, he's like 5'6". Who cares? Like, at least Michael Chiklis looked like he could take somebody. You know, he looked like the old, well, you know, it was on American Horror Story. He looked like one of those old, like, just corn-fed, like, bruisers.
Mm-hmm.
So in this, you realize that, you know, this version of Ben Grimm's tough because he hits a baseball into a sign. Like, it's the natural all of a sudden.
Yeah, what does this say when you look at the trailers and you think Jessica Alba makes a better Sue Storm?
Jessica Alba actually learned how to act too, which made it even worse. But
yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, because I remember that was the big deal. People didn't talk about too much when the first one's like, you know, you got this. I know she's mixed, but also like you got this Mexican girl and dyeing her hair blonde, those make her look like Sue Storm. But, I mean, whatever. Like, it wasn't that much. This movie just seems, like...
You nailed it. It looks boring.
Yeah, like, they had to do it to keep the friend. They had to do it to keep the rights, and everybody wants it to fail. And at first, it was kind of like a backlash versus the backlash. Like, oh, you're just mad that they turned Johnny Storm black. But then it's like, even you get past that, all the other garbage that's going on, it's like... I'll see it because we talk about it on the show, but otherwise I'd skip it.
I'm in the same boat. I'll go see it, but honestly, I don't think I'll take Elise to see it because I don't even know if she even knows this is coming out. But I can't imagine that she'd be. Oh no, we did see a preview, and I take that back. She was the one that leaned over and said that looks boring, or that looks stupid. One of the two, and I'm like, well, it's can't disagree with it really. There was one of the movie trailers. But they showed the last trailer that they're putting out, and I'm like, this is it? And they actually said in the trailer, which is really kind of cringe-inducing, Sue Reed's like, yeah, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it our way. And I was like, holy God, really?
Like, yeah,
this
maybe
is the
you should've...
dialogue?
Yeah, like, maybe you should have did it the right way instead of your way.
Aw. Someone got me a salad after all. it's just unfortunate because I don't know if the Fantastic Four can work in a movie. It almost seems like, you know, as big as the concepts they dealt with are, it almost seems like they should be small screen.
I mean, I think it could work if people just got the point of it. Like, the first, the Fantastic Four, like, the casting wasn't a problem. It was the storyline and special effects that made it goofy. Like,
yeah.
You know, even Jessica Alba aside, like, Chris Evans was fine as, you know, Johnny Storm. Michael Chiklis was fine. Even Yon Grafo, I was getting his name wrong. Like, he was, like, the casting wasn't the issue. It was the story just sucked. And special effects was goofy. The second one, I won't even get into that. Galactus as a space cloud, and you make the silver Surfer look stupid.
No, you just said you weren't going to get into it, so no, we don't have time.
Okay.
We don't have time to pick apart how bad that was.
Yeah,
because it could be up there with Green Lantern.
Yeah,
So,
but this one just seems like boring. Like, the only reason I know it's the Fantastic Four is because I see a rock monster and somebody on fire. But other than that, if I watch majority of the trailer, I would have no idea what it's supposed to be.
I know it's a Fantastic Four because at the end of the preview, it told me it was a Fantastic Four. Actually, no, I'm sorry. It told me it was a Fantastic, or how is it? Fant Four Stick. That's what it says. Whenever you put the number instead of one of the letters, you know you're in trouble. That's one of those weird movie rules. And it actually, I'm hoping, I actually hope this bucks the trend that we're all wrong. But there's really, even outside of fan reaction, there's been nothing positive about this thing.
Yeah.
And that kind of sucks, but.
Yeah, you know what I thought looking at that trailer? Like, y'all can't wait to see Michael B. Jordan in the next Rocky movie.
I was like, wow, Creed's son, he's getting some press, man. So.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, I don't like ending them on a down note like that, but my salad's here, so I got to eat before. Before it gets contentious again. So
you don't want your salad to get cold, so
yeah. I don't know when we'll be back. I still want to cover the TV show stuff, and because they keep, you know, now they actually announced the Michael Ironside's joining Flash this season. So one of my favorite one of my all-time favorite actors.
Yes. Oh, I love Michael Ironside. Yeah.
The voice of Darkseid is going to be on Flash. So, he's an interesting guy too. There was a podcast. Was it Mark Maron's or somebody's podcast he was on? He's an interesting guy. I mean, he's been around, and he's in one of the best movies ever, Starship Troopers, and
Total Recall.
Total Recall. Yes, he has one of the best line in Total Recall. So, So that's good. See, we ended on a positive. But yeah, we'll get to that for sure. And then I guess we can talk about Ant-Man too, which we'll probably both be seeing this weekend. So we actually came through and did a show. So I'm going to get out of here. You can follow us on Stunt Granny on all social media. Check us out. And we'll get back at you next week probably.
Okay, for Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi. Like the Fantastic Four, we're out.